And then I also found out, while looking into this, that MaineCare has an extended program for parents that they've put through DERGO. And I took that right off from the DERGO website. So we have 75 people in Millinocket that have DERGO, or in my district. We have 17 in Midway and 13 in East Millinocket. Do I want to see these people lose their insurance? Absolutely not. I don't want to see anybody lose insurance. I know what it's like. But there's got to be another way. If they can subsidize DERGO, why can't they subsidize a cheaper plan? And I found out just last week that there was a bill, I believe it was LD-290, that was voted on to allow more companies to come in.
Mm-hmm. From out of state?
Yes. Mm-hmm. More insurance companies to...
To do business in Maine?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, for competition. We okay. wanted more competition. And it actually was voted ought not to pass. Now, why would the state of Maine not want more competition? There's nothing any greater than competition. But it was voted ought not to pass along party lines. That doesn't make sense to me. So that's one of the things. This is a high priority with me, especially as small businesses and self-employed. It's even hard to hire people. Even if you get a corporation coming in here, they're not going to come to a place where they can't offer your employees any benefits.
Right.
So you would think competition would be healthy. As in, like in 2009, a healthy 30-year-old policy in Maine was $757. They could go into New Hampshire, a healthy 30-year-old, for $222. What's the difference? Everybody pays the same in Maine. It doesn't matter if you've got a pre-existing condition or if you're healthy.
Instead of having a high-risk pool.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's options out there, but the state of Maine won't open themselves to it, and I haven't figured out why. All right, well, then let me at least buy my insurance in New Hampshire. Their high-risk pool, from what I hear, what I've read, is less than what we're paying for everybody. I expect to pay more for insurance because of my condition. My husband doesn't have these conditions. Why should he have to pay the same amount? So there are options out there, but Maine, for some reason, will not open themselves up to it. I do think one of the things... And that'll be in my profile this week. They wanted to know what I would change about Maine. And one thing is, Maine has become an entitlement state. And the first thing I would want to change and how to change it was, number one, require a residency. You've got to be a resident of some place before you just come in and start collecting. So I think a residency requirement is, so if we had a residency requirement, if we could help people get on their feet without actually taking away their services all at once, like we spoke of earlier, mm-hmm. that's another way. Because I do believe you need to help people that have faltered or made mistakes. People every day find themselves in a situation, they didn't plan on being in that situation. Even business-wise, if I had known 20 years ago what the state was going to do with me when I put steel galvanized tanks, the best tanks there were, $70,000 worth of tanks in the ground, and then less than 20 years later make me take them out at my cost, mm-hmm. do you think I would have put those in?
Nope.
That's another thing with bringing businesses here. It's one thing to bring businesses here, but if you're going to change the rules on them, after they get here, they're not going to stay.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you think people need to know?
One thing I want people to know where I stand on education. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. Consolidation is always asked. I have no problem with consolidation if it is the choice of the community. I do not believe it should be mandated by the state. And there's been some controversy there, but the reason I don't like the state making demands on our communities. They've taken from the education budget, left it back to the communities, but yet they're really quick to tell us how to have our education. I believe that we should have the choice of private school, chartered schools, public schools. I think if the state mandates consolidation, it would work great if it worked for everybody together. But if they chose the plan that East Millinocket had, and Millinocket wasn't included in that plan, then they're going to force Millinocket into a plan we don't want to be on. If Millinocket, East Millinocket, and Medway would consolidate, you would think that would be the best solution. Then I'd be in the communities wanted to do it. Then yeah, this would work out good. But that's not what's happening. For some reason, the two Skank and Stearns, or Millinocket and East Millinocket, do not want to consolidate. I understand it's the East Millinocket part of it. So where's that going to leave Stearns? What's going to happen is Stearns is either going to have, they only have two other schools to work with, and that's going to be Sherman and Milo.
Right.
Do you want your kids on the bus going traveling 30 miles up the, 30 minutes, 40 minutes up the interstate?
That seems like a long time.
And that's what's going to happen if it's forced on by the state. That's the same way with forcing the schools, giving them a penalty for not consolidating. We chose to consolidate, and I do think that has been reversed. For this time around, what's going to happen next time around? Let the communities, give the control of your education back to the communities. Give the parents choices without being penalized.
Anything else? What about same-sex marriage? If that comes up again.
Same-sex marriage, I'm traditional marriage. Believe 100% traditional marriage is one man, one woman.
I'm
pro-life.
Okay.
I will.
100%?
I'm 100% pro-life. I've been asked about the gambling casino.
Mm-hmm.
I've been called quite a few times on that, and I would vote no. I do not believe gambling is the way to draw. They say they're going to give you all this job. Well, they're also going to be taking money, rent money, food money. No, I don't believe gambling's a way to expand, bring jobs to the community. One of the other things I wanted to add about the Aspire program is another one of these programs where it used to be the state would pay the child care provider,
mm-hmm.
because those that are on the Aspire program, they get a good amount for child care. Well, I found a child care provider called me a couple weeks ago to inform me that now that they've changed how that's paid out, they're actually paying the mom or giving her the money. And, of course, they have to use a child care provider that's been approved by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they're not getting the money. So, for instance, and I'm just going to use a random figure, say they get $100 a week for child care. They might be paying their child care provider only $80, so they're pocketing $20. So the child care providers, now that they're not getting paid through the state, they're not getting the money that's owed them.
Why did they stop paying the child care providers directly?
That's the same way with the TANF. I don't know when they started being able to get cash back. So that's one of the problems. So she's dropping, the child care providers don't want to be part of that program because they're not, number one, not getting what they're supposed to be getting. And number two, the other thing's happening now that they're getting the money themselves, they're not bringing their child every day. They're letting their parents or somebody else take care of the child, and then they don't want to pay for the full week's pay.
Right.
And of course, she said you hold the spark for them, which is why they have to pay, but they're not, now that's not working either.
And the provider isn't able to fill that slot either because they don't know.
That's right. So that's another program that they're not overseeing. These people that are on this Aspire program, are they even going to school? Are they, or job training? They could be collecting $800 a month, $900 a month. Maybe 6-7 months. Some of them 9 months. And there's no one, may never even darken the door of a school. These are programs that are costing taxpayers big bucks that need to oversee them. And first thing I would want to do right off the bat is stop paying the individual. So that was another part of the Aspire program that I would look into. There was one other part I want to go back to on the LD 290 that I mentioned that was turned down, was voted ought not to pass. Mm-hmm. One of the things I wanted, a couple of things that I wanted to include in that was part of the bill was to allow us or anyone to go across state lines to purchase insurance. Mm-hmm. And one of the, and these are figures that this is just an example of some quotes, was the state of Maine, in the state of Maine, for a family of five, the state of Maine policy for a $3,000 deductible is $2,720, or $32,640 a year.
Now, how much is that a month?
$2,720 for the $3,000 deductible for a policy of a family of five. So you figure it's almost $33,000 a year. To take into account, the mid-range of income for the state of Maine is $47,000. Okay. Now, that same policy for a family of five in New Hampshire with a $3,000 deductible is $1,518 for a total of $18,000. There's a big difference between $32,000, $33,000, and $18,000. In Connecticut, that same policy with a $3,000 deductible is $1,693. Again, $20,000. It's still $12,000 a year cheaper. And in Massachusetts, with a $2,000 deductible, it's $1,521 for a yearly.
All of those seem like they're awfully expensive anyway. I mean, I have two jobs and I couldn't pay that.
I couldn't pay that either. But this was what they were, because what they were using as figures for this is just New England. Why Maine is, you figure $32,000 compared to $18,000, it's almost double, almost double. Yeah, I couldn't afford any of these policies. I'd have to go with a higher deductible. But still, the legislature voted ought not to pass on that, including my opponent.
Who is?
Herbie Clark voted ought not to pass. So I don't understand. And there, I'm not sure what the debate is. You know, that's the one thing. When you're on the outside just reading figures and reading articles, you know, you're not actually in the debate. But that's one of the questions I want to find out. What is it that the state of Maine does not want more competition or want us to go outside the borders of our state when we can get half the cost? It does not make sense to me. That's another area of the insurance part of it I want to look into. And that vote was party line. One of the things I am hoping to do all the time is come back locally, and if we have to have town hall meetings, if there are issues the towns are having, I will be present, physically present, for people to talk to me.
Not on the phone, but in person.
Yes.
I know. Second Amendment. Gun rights.
Oh, I got an A through the National Rifle Association.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Actually, it's an AQ, because I don't have a voting record that they could...
But you answered them. Correctly.
I answered it correctly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I believe in the Second Amendment.
Debbie Perkins, thank you very much, and good luck with your election.
Thank you.
And I hope you all will stick around until the next time we discuss the issues that interest us north of Bangor.